prophecy update. There's just so much going on in the world that corroborates the fact that we are living in the last days that the Bible predicted thousands of years ago. The key sign, the number one reason that we know that we're living in the last days is the rebirth of the nation of Israel in her ancient homeland 60 years ago. It is an absolute miracle. It is something that's never happened in the history of the world, and it's exactly what God said would be happening just before his coming. Now, beyond Israel becoming settled again, there also is the prediction that a temple is going to be rebuilt in Jerusalem on the Temple Mount. Jesus spoke prominently about that temple. Daniel spoke prominently about that temple, and it figures into the book of the Revelation of Jesus Christ very prominently. So anytime you read of temple talk in the news, it's a reminder that what God said would be happening is happening, and we're getting close to the end. I ran across an article on a website called Times of Israel. It was titled, "Despite Secrecy, Interest Builds Around the Mysterious First Temple Find Outside Bethlehem." Here's some excerpts from the article. A mysterious first temple era archaeological find under a Palestinian orchard near Bethlehem is increasingly gaining attention. In February, a tour guide leading a group through an underground tunnel in the rural West Bank, not far from Jerusalem, was surprised to stumble upon the remains of a unique carved pillar. The pillar matched monumental construction from the 9th or 8th centuries BC, the time of the first temple in Jerusalem. That signaled the presence of an important and previously unknown structure from that period. Buried under earth and rubble, the pillar was now 2 yards below the surface. Early this month, several prominent Israeli archaeologists were brought to inspect the site. Among them was Yosef Garfinkel, an archaeology professor from Hebrew University. There is no doubt the remains are those of monumental construction from the time of the first temple, Garfinkel said. Now, these finds are significant because there is a concerted effort by the Palestinians and other anti-Jewish groups to say that there never was a temple in the first place, that there was no Jewish presence on the Temple Mount at all. And so when the Jews talk about rebuilding their temple, they're trying to say that they never had a temple to start with. It sounds ludicrous to us, but this is the tack that they're taking. So anytime we see archaeological discoveries that date to this first temple period, it is a way of pointing to the fact that there was a temple, and we would say there's going to be a temple again. Temple talk is always exciting. Now, we won't be here for the rebuilding of the temple. Our understanding of prophecy is that the man we call the Antichrist will enter into a peace agreement with the nation of Israel, be a 7-year agreement. It will allow them to rebuild their temple while guaranteeing them peace. Jesus told us, and Paul the Apostle told us, that we would be removed from the earth, resurrected and or raptured prior to the signing of that peace treaty, which is the beginning of the Great Tribulation. And so we're not really looking towards that temple being rebuilt. We're just excited that we're living in the times in which people are talking about that. The second coming of Jesus is getting closer all the time as these events unfold. But the coming of the Lord to rapture the church, that's always imminent. It could always happen at any moment. And that's why every week we like to ask you regarding the rapture, are you ready for it? If not, you need to get ready and stay ready and keep looking up, because ready or not, Jesus is coming.